A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Friday, December 10th, 2021. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about COVID-19 and the Democracy Summit convened by U.S. President Joseph Biden.
First, a look at COVID-19. The Minister of Health reports that 3 people succumbed to COVID-19 in Zimbabwe yesterday and 5,189 tested positive for COVID-19.
According to the Minister of Health, 4,723 people have died of COVID-19 in Zimbabwe since March last year. There are currently 22,000 active COVID-19 cases in the country.
The ministry further reports that almost 4 million people have received their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine and 2.9 million their second dose.
Zimbabwean authorities say the Omicron variant has been detected in the country.
And in politics, Zimbabwe was excluded from participating in a 2-day Democracy Summit convened virtually by U.S. President Joseph Biden.
Leaders from over 100 nations and representatives of non-governmental organizations and others are participating at the summit, which ends today. COVID-19. Kuna singa kange ni kuloko singa kachuli kangako, kuna singa ngelege COVID-19 sipone uti kukamba jani. Kutla ngontu leze pila kache kuliti, kuna wata awatatu, ababule kutla nilo izolo. Mwesu kusitige aba 5,189, watu lewe batula kala bele COVID-19. Mwakupupa kwa batatu izolo kushukuti soku la batu 4,723, kwa sababu lawa COVID-19, sukuye la kumbi mbito nyake enye. Mwesu kusitige aba ntoba 855,817 abantu asebahlolwa batholakala bele COVID-19 kwaphepha abayi 129,136 okwamanje kulabantu abaphila lomkhuhlane lo abayi 21,951 nxa sisikhangela sebejove okwakuqala iJackson yokuzivikela kumkhuhlane we-COVID-19 bayi 3.9 million bosusithi-ke labo asebehlatshwe esibili bayi 2.9 million so ke kukhanya kuyajova kusiya njalo nxa sisikhangela-ke iDemocracy Summit naleyo yenzakala eMelika sibonileke umnumzana uMongameli Joseph Biden ekhuluma ngayo ukuthi iyenzelweni ngokukhuluma kwakhe uthi kumele bevuselele umbuso kaZulu. So uthi emhlabeni wonke jikelele ukhanya ngani umbuso kaZulu uyawuncipha kukhulume sibi lokuthi kule Melika mazani kuyenzakala khonoko. So ke kunjalo ke jonga siyakhuluma ngakhonoko siyabona ukuthi iZimbabwe ichiye phandle komhlangano lo oyenzelwa ke enkundleni zokuxhumana.
Ongu waliwe watereri nevatariri. Nasi muchirongwa chedu che Live Talk. Tiri kutarisa nyaya yedi endare COVID-19 ratekishera munyika. Tichitarisa uwandu wevano wawe kubatwa nedi endairori. Mukati memazua mashoma atanga sondorino uwandu wakwira zvakanyanya. Nezuro vano vanokwana kuita vatatu vakashaya ne COVID-19. Vamwe vanokwana kuita zviuru zvishanu nezana nemakumi masere nevapfumbamwe 5,189 vakawanikwa vaine denda iroro pavanhu vakavhenekwa nezuro uwandu hunotyisa vana veZimbabwe. Tichiona kuti pari zvino bazi redzidzo, bazi rezveutano ndine urombo, bazi rezveutano rakazivisa nezuro wakare kuti vanhu vafa vasvika pazviuru zvina nemakumi manomwe nemazana manomwe nemakumi matatsu. Ndingadzikorora 4,723 zviuru zvina nemazana manomwe nemakumi maviri nevatatu vafa neCOVID-19. Pari zvino vanosvika zviuru makumi maviri nezviviri 22,000 ndo vari kurwara neCOVID-19 pari zvino yavangati active cases munyika. Bazi iro riri kutaurawo kuti vanhu vanodarika zvishoma mamiriyoni mana kana kuti vavada kusvika mamiriyoni mana vabayiwa nhomba yekutanga yekudzivirira COVID-19. Kuchiti vamwe vanokwana kuita 2.9 million vabayiwa nhomba yepiri yekudzivirira denda reCOVID-19. Zvose zviri kuitika izvi munyika Zimbabwe yazivisa kuti mave neutachiwana uye kana mhando yeutachiwana inonzi Omicron variant iyo iri kunzi nevamwe inopararira zvakanyanya zvinove zvinenge zvaakuonekwa kunyange tisati taziva hedu kuti vari kunyanya kubatwa nedenda irori iye zvino ingave iyo Omicron here asi uwandiyo hukukwira kwavaita nekuwanikwa kweOmicron zvinoratidza kuti inenge inopararira zvakanyanya. Tichatarisawo mune zvematongerwo enyika musangano uri kuitwa pamadande mutande wedemokrasi kana kuti weutongo hwejekerere uri kunzi iwo The Summit for Democracy uri kutungamirwa nemutungamiri wenyika yeAmerica vaJoe Biden. Tinoona kuti Zimbabwe yakasiyiwa kunze panyika dzingasvika zana pamwewo nemasangano vakakokwa kuti vanga vachipinda mumisangano iyoyi. Vavakidzani veZimbabwe vakadaidzwa kumusangano iwoyu vakakokwa. Tinoona Zambia, Malawi neSouth Africa variko kumusangano ikoko vakakokwa, asi Zimbabwe hatisati taziva zvikonzero zvakaita kuti inge ichisiyiwa. Vamwe vari kuti yakasiyiwa nekuti haina utongo hwejekerere, asi takanzwa vaBiden vachitaura kuti dzimwe nyika dzavakakoka hazvirevi kuti dzine utongo hwejekerere hwakanaka, asi kuti vari kuti dzidzidze kubva kumusangano iwoyu zvinove zvaigonawo kuitika dai kuti Zimbabwe yakanga yapiwawo mukana iyo kana ichinzi haina kodzero dzevanhu dzakanaka kana kuti haina utongo hwejekerere hwakanaka, yaidzidzawo zvakare kubva kumusangano iwoyu. Kips.
Yes, we've got a video of President Joseph Biden actually making his address yesterday at the Democracy Summit. Here's what he said.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the first Summit for Democracy. This gathering has been on my mind for a long time for a simple reason. In the face of sustained and alarming challenges to democracy, universal human rights, and all around the world, democracy needs champions. And I wanted to host this summit because here is the here in the United States, we know as well as anyone that renewing our democracy and strengthening our democratic institutions requires constant effort. American democracy is an ongoing struggle to live up to our highest ideals and to heal our divisions, to recommit ourselves to the founding idea of our nation, captured in our Declaration of Independence, not unlike many of your documents. We say, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all women and men are created equal, endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, among them life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Democracy doesn't happen by accident. We have to renew it with each generation, and this is an urgent matter on all our parts, in my view. Because the data we're seeing is largely pointing in the wrong direction. Freedom House reports in 2020 that marked the 15th consecutive year of global freedom in retreat. Another recent report from the International Institute of Democracy and Electoral Assistance noted more than half of all democracies have experienced a decline in at least one aspect of their democracy over the last 10 years, including the United States. And these trends are being exacerbated by global challenges that are more complex than ever and which require shared efforts to address these concerns. By outside pressure from autocrats, they seek to advance their own power, export and expand their influence around the world, and justify the repressive policies and practices as a more efficient way to address today's challenges. That's how it's sold. By voices that seek to fan the flames of social division and political polarization. And perhaps most importantly, and most worrying of all, by increasing the dissatisfaction of people all around the world with democratic governments that they feel are failing to deliver for their needs. In my view, this is the defining challenge of our time. Democracy, government of the people, by the people, for the people, can at times be fragile, but it also is inherently resilient. It's capable of self-correction, and it's capable of self-improvement. And yes, democracy is hard. We all know that. It works best with consensus and cooperation. When people and parties that might have opposing views sit down and find ways to work together, things begin to work. But it's the best way to unleash human potential and defend human dignity and solve big problems.
So there you are, Junga. We are Kuruma Lapake, Umagameli Biden, Kurumage, Motu Democracy, Imenja, Nufan Sele Lapa, Utu Lopeno, Olenzwege, Freedom House, Rinsuen Jalo, Abani, Abandova Chieneo. About Cheng Zenuti. Umbuso obalulekileyo uya uncipha emhlabeni wonke jikelele. Kuba selela ngokuthi ke eMelika lakho khanya kunjalo yancipha kakhulu umbuso uthi ngiyakhumbula u-January 6th ukhanya isikhathi sibili esinzima esehlele abantu beMelika. So ke konke khonokho ke uthi kumele kuvuselelwe i-democracy emhlabeni wonke jikelele. Nakho ke kujoka
hongu ndizvozvo vadiwa vateereri tanzwa mutungamiri weamerica vajoe biden vachitaura pamusoro pezvinotarisirwa kuti nyika dzinge dzichisvika pakunzi dzave neutongo hwejekerere. Tanzwa vataura Gibbs kunzi democracy does not happen by accident, it is fought for. Hanzi utongo hwejekerere haungowanikwa mutsaonhayo kana kungonzi wadhumirana nawo munotohurwira kuti hunga huchiitika. Saka ndezvimwe zvezvinhu zviri kutarisirwa kunyika dziri kupinda musangano iwoyo wemazuva maviri. Musangano iwoyo unopera nhasi. Tiri kuona zvakare kuti panyaya iyoyi yeutongo hwejekerere vakawanda muzimbabwe vanenge vachipawo zvikonzero zvokuti aiwa imo muamerica chaimo hamuna utongo hwejekerere. Saka nyika idzo dzinozosiya sei kana kuti america inozosarudza sei kuti zimbabwe haisi kuita utongo hwejekerere ndezvimwe zvatinenge tichinzwa kubva kuvadare vedu Gibbs.
Yes, our first guest is Mr. Thabang Nare. He is a political commentator based in Boston. He's one person who has been coming time and again here to join us in various discussions. Mr. Nare, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mr. Dube.
So we see that Zimbabwe was not invited to this democracy summit in USA. I meant to post that, worldwide, the space of democracy is actually, getting thin every day. So can you tell us your opinion about why Zimbabwe was not invited to this important and crucial summit?
I think the host is the United States of America, President Joe Biden. And the President of America works with different agencies, including Senate, Congress, and some agencies like State Department, to identify partners in enlarging democracy around the world. So it would appear from what they know, including organizations such as Freedom House, their State of Freedom reports indicates that Zimbabwe is a country where people are not free, indicating that there are possibly no free elections, no free media, no respect for human rights. So democracy, the citizens of Zimbabwe are perceived or known as not enjoying democracy, not enjoying those full human rights.
And in that kind of scenario, I would suspect that maybe it was going to be prudent for the U.S. government to actually invite some of these countries in which what you're saying is not democracy, so that they can learn. Is that not the case?
I think what we have seen in the past, we have this engagement that was done in Glasgow, Scotland, mm-hmm. where our country was invited to talk about climate change, but at the end it was then twisted. It came out to be like Zimbabwe had gone to do re-engagement on everything, including politics, the economy, So in international relations, foreign relations, you have to manage perceptions. So at times if you invite someone and they then do propaganda and pretend as if that shows that Zimbabwe is now democratic, an invite might not have been very relevant for the government led by Mr. Mnangagwa.
Yes,
summit for democracy, virtual. Hosta ngubabu President Joe Biden ekhanyela ukuthi indaba ye democracy umbuso ngentando kaZulu ingengezwa kanjani emhlabeni, amazwe amaningi engathola njani i democracy okuhambelana lokuthi ama elections kwenziwa ama elections ukhetho olu free and fair, abantu bekhetha abantu abafisa ukuthi bengene ema ofisini, abantu izizukulwane ama citizens engahlukuluzwa ngamapolisa, engahlukuluzwa maybe ngama members awelinye political party, wonke umuntu nje elizweni ebe ngumuntu okhululekileyo okanyeli izifiso zakhe ukuthi nxa ufisa ukuya esikolo uya esikolo, nxa ufisa ukuthola umsebenzi usebenze, ungahlukuluzwanga, ungancinganga umuntu ngenxa yokuthi wena ukhangelwa njengomuntu ophansi.
Yes, I was a colleague, Jonga, and I'm going to pose the question.
Yes, thank you so much, Mr. Nara, for being with us here today. As Gibbs said, you are one of our valued contributors and guests to this show.
Thank you.
Yes, but some people are taking this explosion of Zimbabwe as a political thing for Zimbabwe, being told that it is not democratic. And we have seen on social media the polarization rearing its head there again. People are attacking each other over the exclusion of Zimbabwe. Maybe Zimbabwe's chance will come next time. What's your take on this?
I think the U.S. has made its position very clear through the State Department, you know, the Bureau of African Affairs. They've said that there are reforms that are linked to Zimbabwe's 2011 constitution. So when Zimbabwe implements those reforms and when people of Zimbabwe can testify themselves that they are truly free, that they are going to the courts, seeking recourse, whether for economic rights, political rights, and they're enjoying those rights, Zimbabwe will then gain readmission into those countries that, you know, practice democracy. So democracy is something that you have to practice. The results have to be seen. You need to have those free elections. There must be freedom of speech. So if you've lived in some of these countries, you do appreciate that people enjoy a higher level of democracy, more human rights, a better quality of life, all linked to good governance.
Thank you very much, Mr. Nare. Stay on the line there. Let's bring in Mr. Dr. Simbama Vaza of ZANU-PF. Welcome to the program, sir.
Welcome, Gibbs, Jonga.
Thank you very much.
Jonga, go ahead, sir. Maybe Dr. Ngamu, Dr. Mavaza, wa tipe umoone rao pa musangana we Summit for Democracy urikuitwa kushungamirwa na Joe Biden. Kwa tunaona kuti nyika dzingasvika kuzana nemasangano angada kusvika kumakumi masere nemapfumbama vakakokwa kuti vanga vachipinda musangano iwoyo, asi Zimbabwe haina kupinda mumusangano iwoyo. Kunyange tisina kuziviswa zvikonzero zvaita kuti Zimbabwe isiyiwe, zvii zvamungataura Dr. Mavaza?
Thank you. Chokutanga tinoona kuti musangano wakadaidzirwa navaBiden uyu unosanganisira unotaura pamusoro pekuzvitonga kuzere kana kuti demokrasi pachirungu. VaBiden vaita sediro rakuta davi kana kuti the baboon miss the branch. The aim, the target yavo is supposed to be nyika dzavanofunga kuti hadzikwanise kuchengetedza bumbiro remitembo yemunyika mavo, nyika dzisingakwanise kuchengetedza kodzero dzevanhu, nyika dzisingakwanise kuita iyo yatingati democratic rule. So kana mune nyika dzamunofungira kudaro, ndo dzamunodaidza kudzidzisana nadzo kuti dzingaita sei, dzingabata papi kuti dzive democratically correct. Saka kana America ichifunga kuti Zimbabwe iri under undemocratic rule, yoregedza kuidaidza kumusangano wakaita seuyu, zvoratidza kuti musangano wavo hauna chinangwa chekuti nyika pasi rese ribudirire under democratic rule. Nekuti kana vachifunga kuti nyika yakaita seBritain is democratically abstract, vobva vaidaidza to this meeting, what is Britain going to learn? If they thought with Zimbabwe is not learning, they were supposed to invite Zimbabwe, it was supposed to come. But however, we are quick to say isusu as Zimbabwe and the government of Zimbabwe, we are not worried about not being invited to such a caucus meeting. Uringoro musangano weipweredza sangana dzinoda kukurukura dzatinokurukura kana tisina kudaidzwa, asipo hapo. Saka hatipo, hazvina zvazvinoti affecta. Again, ndada kuditsanangure kuti hachisi chokwadi kuti Zimbabwe haina kudaidzwa nekuti haitedzere kodzero dzevanhu. Zimbabwe muAfrica ndo iri pamusorosoro pakuchengetedza kodzero dzevanhu, ndo iri pamusorosoro munyika dzakati wandei panyaya yedemokrasi, panyaya yehuman rights, panyaya yekuti whatever we want to think about which has to do with rights, Zimbabwe ndo iri pamusoro. Sekuchera kwatinombosimboita nguva dzakawanda, ZANU-PF inova bato riri kutonga muZimbabwe ibato rakaunza kutonga kwejekerere kutonga kweruzhinji muZimbabwe saka haringazova bato ringabvisa kutonga kweruzhinji kwarakarwira saka kutonga kweruzhinji muZimbabwe kuno kwakaunzwa nekuda kwekuti ZANU-PF yakarwira izvozvi kuti zvivepo chepiri vanarena vachitaura kuti Zimbabwe inofanira kuva readmitted into a group. To be democratic does not need to be part of a group. People can make their groups as much as they want, but as far as we are concerned, it's Zai Kumashoko Ataura and our Biden, even this is now, but Mashoka Ataura and Msoro, Vati iwo democracy, Ruendo, Panano Tashika. We are all fighting to come to the end. And vabvuma vachizva vava Biden kuti muAmerica democracy yanga yamboti dzikei pasi saka varikuedza kuti vadzokere pa level inotarisirwa nenyika inenge yavo saka zvinotaridza kuti dzimwe nyika dzakaita seAmerica dzakaita seBritain dzakaita dzinofungirwa kuti ndo dziri pamusoro-soro panyaya yekuzvitonga kuzere dziri kutotaura kuti hadzisati dzasvika panonzi takwana saka in other words Zimbabwewo haina kusvika panonzi takwana chiri munzira yekuenda ipapo kuti taapapi in the level of the democratic barometer tiri pamusoro-soro chaizvo we are in a better zone and vese vanotipikisa vanoerana nesu kuti we are very democratic otherwise dai vanga vasiri muZimbabwe
so just briefly in English you know I've got a question here like you are saying Zimbabwe is one country that is very democratic.
Yes.
Can you justify your argument?
Right. We have got as many political parties in Zimbabwe as you cannot fit them on your toes and fingers. That is a democratic sign. Again, we have got people in Zimbabwe who go out of the country, go and vilify the country, ask for sanctions against the country. They come back to Zimbabwe. They are still free. We've got Chamisa and Biti who went for that trip of shame in America in 2018. And literally asked for sanctions against Zimbabwe. We've got people like so many people in Zimbabwe who want to Zimbabwe to remain on sanctions. If it was in America, those people would have been arrested. If it was here in England, they would be in prison as we speak. But in Zimbabwe, they are free. We allow them to go and campaign. That means Zimbabwe is a democratic country, regardless of how people judge us. We judge ourselves, we stand ourselves straight as a democratic nation, and we have done the best as a country, and we are proud of being Zimbabweans and proud of being ZANU-PF.
Thank you very much, and let's bring in Mr. Daonda Tsokora of the MTC Alliance. Mr. Tsokora, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you very much, Mr. Dube, Magadi Muria Zimbabwe.
Yes, and the basic definition of democracy is a government of the people by the people. Is that the case in Zimbabwe?
No, not at all. It's not a government of the people. We all know that all the elections that we have had in Zimbabwe have been very, very hotly contested elections. So Zimbabwe has failed to hold free, fair, and credible elections. That's why we always have disputed elections. Just to answer Mr. Dr. Mabaza, President Chamisa and Honorable Tendai Biti and our later comrade, Dewama Vinga, when they came to America, they did not ask for sanctions. They did not ask for sanctions. And I repeat that. They were talking about human rights abuses in Zimbabwe. And Mr. Dewama Vinga, we want to thank him, you know, and may his soul rest in peace. He said the truth about Zimbabwe. Honorable Tendai Biti also said the truth about Zimbabwe. But none of them asked for sanctions. And then coming to the issue of Zimbabwe not being on that panel today and yesterday, it's very unfortunate. And it's a clear indication. If you needed any evidence, any V11, any testimony that ZANU-PF's re-engagement policy has failed, dismally failed, this is it. ZANU-PF, besides the talking and everything that they do, they are paying millions of dollars to companies here in America, one of them Ballard Investments, to do public relations for them, to do lobbying for them. And one of the key result areas of a lobbyist is to get Zimbabwe in these important meetings. They are not getting Zimbabwe in these meetings, but they are still getting millions of dollars. And it's a shame that we are not attending this meeting. And I know I cannot speak on behalf of the American government, but personally, I think the world is tired. I think most countries are just tired of Zimbabwe. ZANU-PF has been given many chances. They've attended many of these meetings, but nothing has changed. When Emmerson Mnangagwa came in, he promised free, fair, and credible elections. He promised reforms. He promised to improve Zimbabwe's human rights record. But instead, what we have seen is a worsening of the situation in Zimbabwe. We never saw during Robert Mugabe's era people being killed, shot at in cold blood, in daylight, when people are watching. We saw it happening on August 1. We have seen an increase in abductions. Joanna Mamombe, Netai Marova, Cecilia Chimbiri, Tawanda Mcheyiwa, the list is endless. And the world is watching. They'll be seeing all that. You don't need anyone. You don't need Chief Shoshe or Tawanda or Honorable Tendai Biti to come and tell the Americans that this is what is happening. They are seeing everything that is happening.
Thank you very much. Yes.
I think that might be the reason. I'm not saying that's the reason, but I think that might be the reason. Vanvaneta, nezvirikuitwa neZimbabwe. Aiteerere mutemo inotevedzwa nedzimwe nyika.
Thank you, Jonga. Maybe you can pose a question to Mr. Tsokora.
Ndizvozvo. And ndinoda kuti ndinzwisise pacho pavanoti Zimbabwe iri kunzi iri kutyora kodzero dzevanhu. Nokuti tinoona iyo Zimbabwe iri kutaura kuti iri kuita zvinongori mubumbiro remitemo yenyika zvinotarisirwa kuti nyika inge ichiita zviri kunzi nevanhu kutyorwa kwekodzero dzevanhu.
Kodzero dzevanhu dziri kutyorwa and nhasi tiri kutaura riri International Day for Human Rights. And one of the biggest human rights abuses is coming in the form of Zimbabweans being, you know, not allowed to exercise their democratic right of voting. Zimbabwe, the Zimbabwean government has not allowed more than 5 million Zimbabweans that are outside Zimbabwe to vote. But it's our democratic right to do that. Saka, those are some of the reasons why we end up saying Zimbabwe is not observing human rights. The people are being arrested arbitrarily in Zimbabwe. They get in and they're not allowed to get bail. And yet bail is also a basic right in our constitution. Vanhu vari kuurayiwa, vanhu vari kupondwa, vamwe vari kungopondwa chinzi COVID. Tongonzwa kuti munhu aita sei vanhu vafa, vava kuhwanda neCOVID. Saka zvese izvozvo tikazvisanganisa, unoona kuti Zimbabwe haisi kuteedzera kodzero dzevanhu, haisi kuchengetedza kodzero dzevanhu. Totarisawo zvakare kuti muSouthern Africa, Zimbabwe iri kuita sei panyaya dzemahuman rights. KuZimbabwe ndokunosungwa vanhu zvakanyanyisa kupfuura Southern Africa yese. Ndokunopondwa vanhu, ndokunobhinywa vanhu. Masecurity forces achinzi ari kubhinya madzimai panenge paitika mademonstrations paya. Zvese izvozvo zvikasanganiswa zvinoratidza kuti Zimbabwe haisi kuteedzera kodzero.
Now let's turn to Mr. Nhlanhla Moses Ncube. He's an independent political commentator based in South Africa. Welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you.
So what's your view on Zimbabwe being left out of the Summit for Democracy?
It should be an egg on the face for the country. Because if you are an individual who sees your relatives and your neighbors having a gathering and you are left out, or if it's a gathering of being good and you are left out, that should tell you that your image is as dirty as one may not be able to explain it. As I say this, the previous speaker is arguing that Mugabe was better than the current situation because he never killed anyone in broad daylight. That is not true. Unless if he is talking about not killing people in broad daylight in Mashonaland and not in Matabele. But if we are looking at the broader picture, We don't want to glorify Mugabe, and I would advise my esteemed my fellow guests to desist from that. And then if we come to what the esteemed doctor is saying, what he is saying is not true. As far as I know, and we know, it's only him who could be very free as we are talking here. He could be the only one who is very free. I guess most of us here are not as free as he is. And the top agenda for ZANU-PF and Zimbabwe, as far as I know, is to be engaged internationally. They are seeking that as their number one goal, as far as we know. So I'm surprised if he's coming and saying this. They were gloating and on cloud nine over Skokland recently, being happy that they went to Skokland. But today, all of a sudden, there are people who do not care whether they are invited or not. And it is not true to say that Zimbabwe is the most democratic country in Africa. I think my esteemed doctor actually understands very well where Zimbabwe is. What he's saying is not true. Zimbabwe needs to improve. We need to be telling our leaders, advising them to say something is wrong somewhere. Thank you.
Yes, terrifying. I sent to Baba Mafichan Konoko.
Yeah, into ngithanda ukuthi ukuthi angivumelani lesikhulumi esiqeda kukhuluma esithi khona uMgabe kazange abulale abantu ilanga libalele. Thina sakubona ngaphandle nxa kuyikuthi ukhuluma ngokuthi eMashonaland into yokuqala ukuthi kubulawa abantu emini singamzusisa lapha. Ngokwazi kwami uhulumende weZimbabwe udinga kakhulu ukuthi adlelane lamazwe awomhlaba. Yikho sikwazi ukuthi bayakudinga. Nxa ungumuntu ngabona omakhelwane bakho, abangani bakho, besenza umcimbi okuthiwa ngowabantu abalungileyo, wena bekuchiya phansi. Kutsho ukuthi ungubhinya, kumele lokho kukutshele ukuthi khona ungubhinya. Sibabonile bejabulela ukuya eScotland. Kodwa namuhla uDr. Mabaza usevuka esithi yena abona kabancengi abafuni lutho. Akusilo qiniso lokho. So esikuchoyo ukuthi uhulumende ufuna ukubuyela ku-international community, kumele simkhuthaze. Lapho kumele simeluleke khona, simeluleke ukuthi akenze izinto ngendlela, ukuze laye abe yingxenye yalawo mazwe. Njalo akusikho qiniso ukuthi e-Africa iZimbabwe yiyo elombuso okhululekileyo kumbe i-democracy okwedlula wonke. Mina ngokwazi kwami ngazi ukuthi ngeyokucina. Igijima isemsile, kumele siyidonse, siyidonsele phambili ngokuthi siyincwebe indlela. Ngiyabonga.
Yes, siyabonga kakhulu ke ubambe khonapho ngayikhatshana. Let's bring in Mr. Nare again. Go ahead, Jonga. Sorry, I think Jonga.
Thank you, Jonga.
Is a little bit muted.
Yes, I wanted to say maybe he wanted to respond to what the other guest said.
Mr. All right. Tukora. Thank you and, very much, yes. Mr. Jonga. First to say, it's acknowledged that ZANU-PF was one of the two liberation movements along with PF ZAPU. But I think all Zimbabweans know that ZANU-PF has long departed from the ideals of Kutsa Rujinji. So they don't believe in that. As it is, ZANU-PF was supposed to have an elective congress in 2019. They were supposed to elect leaders amongst themselves. They've been trying to do DCC elections across Zimbabwe. There are issues there. So as a party, there is no internal democracy within ZANU. So it cannot be expected that ZANU, even as the ruling governing party, can practice democracy within the institutions when they themselves as a party do not practice democracy within. So I think Dr. Mabaza needs to be reminded of that. So we have a long way to go. We do not have an independent electoral commission. ZEC, as it is constituted, is not independent. You know, the appointments of the commissioners, they're arbitrary. It's just the president choosing people, who at times are now viewed as being related to other ZANU-PF people. So the closest we had to an independent electoral commission was when we had ZEC during the inclusive government, because you even had three political parties forwarding nominees for that electoral commission. But even then, they worked under very difficult conditions because the secretariat was militarized. As it is, Zimbabweans who are resident at home in the country cannot access IDs. You need an ID just to transact business. You need an ID to go and register as a voter, to go and vote. People cannot get IDs. We've had all sorts of excuses. We were promised that there was going to be a blitz in December by ZAC, and arbitrarily, for reasons best known to them, which do not make sense at all, that voter registration blitz has been cancelled. You have a country like South Africa that just recently did local government elections across the country. They've done their elections. The ANC didn't do as well, but the elections were done, you know. But yet in Zimbabwe, the elections keep getting postponed. Now you are told through a Politburo meeting, Central Committee meeting, that the elections are in March 2022. But you see, there's a way in which while you're in government, you handle yourself. You announce some priority government things through the government channels. You announce your own party things through your party. But in Zimbabwe, the ruling party is the government. The government is the state. Everything is just, you know, just like that. So we do have a problem that Zimbabweans are not enjoying the rights. Mm-hmm. If the democracy was there, people would be getting their IDs. People would be getting registered as voters. People would be campaigning freely without being hindered across the country.
So maybe a quick reminder, you still remember when the former late president, Robert Mugabe, said the ZANU-PF is the government and the government is the party. So I think maybe they're still continuing with that. It was at a time when they were having these socialist and Marxist ideas, and they were saying, you know, a country has to be controlled from a certain center of power. It's totally undisputed. So it's just a quick reminder of what you're saying. So in last kuluma ke gakonoko ukuthi democracy imenjani kwele Zimbabwe ukhulume enye into lapho ukuthi eqathe kumangalisayo ukuthi democracy ikumele ingayikhona kubandla lezano phevungwalo kodwa lapho ngela democracy khona phana njalo kuya phambili xa sebesenza ke izinto zokhetho akube le democracy ngoba esandleni sezano kuvele akula democracy ukuthi ngamafutshane esindebeni kulapho ngiyazi.
Yeah, njengoba iBhayibheli liyatsho nje ukuthi ungahlanyela intanga yama-orange uzavuna ama-orange. Ungahlanyela intanga beni ungahlanyela ibhanana uzathola ibhanana. Esikubonayo ukuthi yona iZANU-PF ngokwayo kayikholwa indaba yedemocracy, imfundiso yedemocracy. Which is why even since 1963, when they last had their election, when they were being set up, you can move from Ndabaningi Sithole to Robert Mugabe, and Robert Mugabe was there for like 37 years. Then sokungena uMnangagwa, kuzwakala ngani kulo kulisana uMnangagwa loChiwenga. Akula indlela yokuthi abantu bayakhethwa for president. You know, the democracy. You cannot run as one of the candidates within ZANU and present yourself to say, I also would like to be a president of ZANU. So it's been this continuation, this consensus. Everyone who said Vumil, much south, late again. Kuzanu, abantu abavunyelwe, ama members of ZANU, who's Ketela. We actually have a court case Tom Saipe with Musengezi. Ohambileyo edale uthi hayi Mr. Mnangagwa akangenanga kuhle. So there is no internal democracy within ZANU asikhanyeleli ukuthi kube le democracy eZimbabwe ngoba vele kudlala amakhasi nje, you know.
Yes, akuzwa kakhulu ke. Let's bring in Dr. Mabaza so that he can defend his party here. Jonga.
Ongu Gibbs, ndofunga vabvira kare vachitsunza musoro vachida kupindura zviri kutaurwa nevamwe. Dr. Mabaza, manzwa mashoko ataurwa.
Thank you. Pane mashoko akati wande anofanira kupindurwa nevanditange nekutanga. I think hakuna munhu anofunga muZimbabwe angataurira kuti Mugabe anga asiri president vakanaka. Mugabe is a Zimbabwean hero, African hero, and he was a hero. And may he so rest in peace. Vamugabe kana vakazokanganisika nekuchembera Mugabe was not a killer as the last speaker wanted it to appear like. And we cannot talk about that now. It is for another day. But Mugabe has carried the flag of the country up to his death. And therefore, we cannot vilify him simply for political gains. But however, let me explain one thing about diaspora vote. Irikungo chema nekungo wawatwa nayo na vasoshe. Nekuti soshe arichonzwisisa kuti chinonzi diaspora vote chii. A dominant narrative in deciding who can vote in your country depends with the country's constitution. Kunze munhu avota ari kunze kwenyika hazvirandzoviya democratic. Constitution yenyu inoti kudi. MuAmerica, the Americans, they only vote when they are outside the country at their embassies, when they work there, or when they are out for service, national service. Kanavari on the duty, on the government duty. That's when they vote outside. Any other American who is on holiday during the voting time cannot vote outside there. Any other American who is working his own personal job, the Constitution does not allow that. The diaspora voting is not in that way. Again, here in England, only those who are in a Majesty's service are the ones who vote when they're in diaspora, when they're out of the country. But the rest who are there, they don't vote. So you do not measure that as a democratic means. And zvinonyadzisa sakuti munhu mukuru sasekuru vangu vadzokora vanongofunga kuti chinonzi democracy kuvhota uri kunze kwenyika. Kana uchida kuvhota, enda kunyika kwenyu munovhota. Democracy ndeyekuti muri kutedzera here mutemo, bumbiro remutemo wenyu, bumbiro remutemo wenyika, muri kutedzera here. Zimbabwe is following its constitution. Hatina pavanganongedzera vese ari kuvavata kuti apa Zimbabwe yakatyora mutemo wayo constitution. We have not done that. Again, ndipe kangwani bopindura kune mutaura abva mukutaura. Chekutanga.
Briefly, because time is running out. Yeah.
Kana vasa zvinoitika muzanu PF, vanokumbirwa kuti vateerere vatinogona kuvadzidzisa. Muzanu PF mune democracy. Zanu PF election ya selection ya president or ya candidate who will become the president in the elections or will become the leader of the party. Izvozvo zvinoitwa according to our constitution. Saka what happens is every province would nominate the person they want to be the president or they want to stand as a candidate. Saka ma province ese akatarira arida munhu one. There's no problem. So everybody is nominated. In any case, my nominations akaitwa pa last conference aana zvaanoreva. The elective congress iri kuitwa next year towards 2023. And ndopa chaitwa the elective congress. Iyoyo ndo inovoterwa. And whatever comes there, that becomes the reality. So whatever has been happening, even more an intention shown, not that it's legally binding at all. Again, what happens within ZANU-PF, it is according to the ZANU-PF constitution. So ndinoshamisika kuona vamwe vanenge vari kunze vakuda kutipa mutemo yavo. Chepiri, ndinoti titaure zvakare kuti Anzi nemwe mutauri ukaona vavakidzani vako vakaungana ukasadaidzwa pari dambudziko. Kana vavakidzani vako vane pfungwa shoma vakaungana hazvire kuti unofanira kuunganawo navo. Vavakidzani vedu hatina vavakidzani vakaungana. Mozambique has been invited to that democracy, whatever. Chamunofanira kunzwisisa, what you must understand politically. Joe Biden, the president of the United States of America, is trying to show his influence by inviting many people of the world, the world over, so that he can assert the dominance of America, which was taken away and thrown into the bin by Donald Trump. He is trying to save the face of America, which has been destroyed by Trump. So this has nothing to do with Zimbabwe. We cannot go there and cement. The case is serious. Saka kusava kweZimbabwe for this program. The program I say United Nations. I say the world over. The America. You know, gonna go to this democracy. But the good thing I love about Joe Biden, ataura in his inauguration, in his opening speech, could democracy is a way, is a journey. Nobody's arrived yet. Saka in this case, in short, Zimbabwe remains the best. Zimbabwe does not kill its people. And it's not correct kuti Zimbabwe ndino sunga vanhu vakawanda in Southern Africa. We've got people in Eswatini
vari kufa about 11,000
a day. And in Eswatini, we are talking about a million and a half people. That's the population. A lot of guys are killed in a political violence almost daily. That is a lot of people dying. And that is not even near Zimbabwe. In Zimbabwe, we only saw people being shot during elections. Vanhu vanga vari ma rebels anga ari kuenda kuleta overtake the election before it was announced. Ndo vakapfurwa. Havana kupfurwa nemasoja. Vakapfura
na soja
to monitor and give peace. Hatina evidence nemasoja ndo akauraya vanhu. Saka zviri kungotaurwa navadzokora nevamwe vakataura havana ruzivo. Nezvakaitika saka hazvina kunaka kungoti kana tawana pekushama
toshama
nyomba nyika yedu.
Thank you, Dr. Mavaza. I know that Mr. Nare is itching to say something, but let's give a chance to Mr. Tsokora. So, Mr. Tsokora, in winding down our discussion here, what's your reaction to what Dr. Mavaza said?
Yeah, first of all, let me very quickly apologize to my colleague who reminded me that it was not the first time that people were killed in broad daylight on August 1. People had been killed before in Matabeleland. My apologies for that. So it's obviously confirmation that both Emmerson Mnangagwa and Robert Mugabe have a lot of blood on their hands. And then just to fact check Dr. Mavaza, Americans living abroad are allowed to vote. Whether there are others that will be on official duty, they have their own way of voting. Americans that are on holiday, Americans that have visited other countries, they are allowed to vote. They use a variety of ways. One of them is called absentee voting. And it's a two-step process, which is very simple. So, Dr. Mavaza, don't come here and lie and say that Americans are not allowed to vote when they are outside the country. They are allowed to vote. So don't try to justify what Zimbabwe is doing, taking away our rights, taking away the rights of 5 million people that are supposed to be voting. We are going to vote, and I can tell you this, Dr. Mavaza, in 2023, Zimbabweans that are outside the country are going to vote. You are a doctor, but today I'm going to teach you something. Please go and read something about ICCPR, International Convent on Civil and Political Rights. Zimbabwe is a signatory to that. And in 1991, 13 May 1991, Zimbabwe ratified that. So they should abide by that treaty, by that treaty that they signed. And that treaty also gives the rights of Zimbabweans that are outside the country to vote and to demand the host countries like America, United Kingdom, and South Africa to even pay for that. So Zimbabwe can no longer hide behind the finger that they don't have money, they don't have resources for them to allow us to vote. So it's going to be done by our host countries where we are. I want to refer you to that. Please go and read that. And I want to tell Zimbabweans that in 2023, we are going to vote. If you haven't listened to Chief Ndweni speaking, please start listening to Chief Ndweni because he explains that very well. Ikodzero yedu vana vemuZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika kuti tivote. Dr. Mavaza ngavaregedze kuya pano vachinyepa vachiti dzimwe nyika hadzidaro. Tinadzo dzinyika dzakawandisa kusanganisira Mozambique, Tanzania nedzimwe dziri muAfrica dzinotobvumira zvizvarwa zvadzo kuti dzivote vari kuno kuAmerica, vari kuUnited Kingdom. Saka ngatirambei vana veZimbabwe tichirwira kodzero yedu yekuti tivote tiri outside Zimbabwe.
Thank you very much, Mr. Tsokora. Let's bring in Mr. Nare. I could see him shaking his head, you know.
Thank you, Mr. Dube, and thank you to the fellow panelists for a very informative session. I think, again, Dr. Mavaza, Mr. Mnangagwa set up a commission to investigate the shootings, which revealed that members of the military were involved in that shooting that took place in Harare. So you cannot come back here and say the soldiers were not involved. It is on record. It's there, you know. So, and the recommendations of that Monsanto Commission have not been implemented. It is the right of Zimbabweans as Africans for their own dignity to enjoy a good governance, to enjoy their human rights, economic prosperity. But the evidence on the ground is that Zimbabweans are not enjoying that, which is why we see people leaving the country, you know. And right now, people are now even being sent back from South Africa. That's the pain that Zimbabweans are going through. So we got our independence, but there is no democracy. There is no good governance. Every progressive Zimbabwean should be working so that democracy is established and good governance is established in Zimbabwe. Thank you, Mr. Dube. Thank you, Kandemiri.
Yeah, so I think you're about to go. So, Kandemiri, maybe you pose the last question to Mr. Nare briefly.
Maybe the last word for him to the government of Zimbabwe and ZANU-PF as a party.
The government of Zimbabwe and ZANU-PF as a party, I think they just need to embrace change. The word change is associated with one political party, but change is the only permanent thing in life. You know, the world has changed. People see through everything that is happening in Zimbabwe. Zimbabweans on the ground are not happy, you know. And the only way to make things better is to sit down and listen to the people, you know. So the winds of change are, you know, moving over Southern Africa. We saw the change in Malawi, saw the change in Zambia, you know. And when the time for change has come, you know, the best thing is to change with the season, you know. And the people of Zimbabwe will be happy. I'm sure even people within ZANU-PF themselves will be happy. I was there during the inclusive government, and I worked with colleagues from across the political spectrum. And people told you that they were happy. ZANU-PF people told me in Harare that they were happy because things had changed. With the finance minister, Tendai Biti, people were getting paid in US dollars. Things were stable. You could invest. You could plan for the future. But right now, you just don't know what will happen because anything is possible. So we need a better Zimbabwe.
Thank you very much, Mr. Nare.
So
have a nice day today. Thank you so much. What's
now,
your last word, Dr.
Mabaza?
Go ahead.
My last word, thank you so much. ZANU-PF in a democracy within itself, and it works according to its constitution. Saka, it is our constitution. Again, Vangube Ngavasa Tinyeberi, MDC, the Machamisa, Pawakecha Congress, nobody was allowed to stand against Chamisa. The only people who tried to stand against each other, vanga vatopanduka kubva kuMDC, vakunzi MDCT vana Monzora naKupe, who contested and then Monzora won. But otherwise, hakuna anoramidzwa kucontesta ZANU-PF. Kana uchida kuita president, unobvumidzwa kucontesta. People vote for you. But the way is the provinces vote, recommend, and that's what we do. And in short, rati mutingonzwisana kuti mashoko angu ekupedzisira. It's like, kana kutoti, it's very sad hazvo pekupedzisira kuti America kana Biden havana kunzwisisa chikonzero chemusangano wavadaidzira. Chikonzero ndechekudzidzisa nyika dzese pasi pese pamusoro pekuzvitonga kuzere kana kwejekerere yatingati majority rule or democracy. Democracy iyoyi haingodzidzwa, haingouya by accident, as you have said. You have to learn, you have to fight for it, you have to learn about it, you have to understand it. This was their chance to teach it, to impart it to other countries. Dano Fugauti, as this democratic.
Thank you.
Abibatsiri, kudai dzavano gona bora, mosi awasinga gonipa training. You must train those who don't know how to play it so that they will be better. So in other words, this has been a wasted time by America. If it meant to control the world democratically, they've lost a chance.
Thank you. I hope
next year, whenever they make such an arrangement again, they must invite everybody, and then everybody must give his own side of democracy. And democracy is relevant. Democracy depends on what you call democracy. It's not marked by America.
Thank you so much.
We cannot be judged through the eyes of the Americans or of Jokora or the MDCA. We are judged through the eyes of Zimbabwe. And the last thing, yes, Gibbs, Watanga
just 1 second. Dr. Mavaza, just 1 second.
Yeah.
Jokora, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, he's kind of filibustering the all discussions here. 1 minute becomes three minutes. Anyway, Dr. Mamaza, the lying doctor, I did not talk about the postal votes in as far as America is concerned. That is for diplomats and those that we are talking about. I'm talking about absentee voting. It says here, important U.S. citizens abroad, important notice, U.S. citizens abroad on holiday, on vacation, must submit a new FPCA each year to vote in U.S. elections. FPCA meaning Federal Postcard Application. That is for Americans that are not even diplomats. So go and read on absentee voting, not on postal voting. And my last words, ZANU-PF must stop weaponizing COVID-19. And I'm speaking this on this International Day for Human Rights. We are seeing a lot of weaponizing of COVID-19, where countries like South Africa, Zambia, and many others, including America, have been holding elections during COVID-19. ZANU-PF has been running away, moving dates for the by-elections, and now they even moved the blitz that they planned to do in November and December because of COVID-19. That's weaponizing COVID-19. We are seeing people being killed, people dying, and then you have ZANU-PF people rushing to say that those people have died because of COVID-19. That needs to stop. Elections must go on. People just need to be protected. We have seen elections being done very safely in other countries. We are seeing them taking away us Zimbabweans in the diaspora, taking away our rights to vote. But they cannot and they should not take away the rights of the people that are in Zimbabwe, that are suffering in Zimbabwe from voting.
Thank you very much. Maybe we've got Mr. Ncube to make the last word. Mr. Ncube, go ahead, sir.
Thank you. I note that there is no time now, but I would like the leaning towards what we are saying of the doctor. Now, I heard him, what you are saying. I think he is agreeable that Zimbabwe needs to learn and America should allow those countries that are learning to attend. So I think on that one, I'm saying thumbs up to him because he is acknowledging that there is a problem Zimbabwe needs to learn from other countries. Thank you.
Yeah,
ngiyabonga ukuthi uDokotela uMabaza ekuqineni usevuma ukuthi Zimbabwe kumele ifunde kwamanye amazwe ukuthi umbuso weningi okuthiwa idemocracy ingawenza kanjani. So ke ngimtshayela izandla kuDokotela ukuthi ekuqineni sesize samdonsa samtshengisa indlela yokuthi akuboni ukuthi kuswelekile ukuthi ilizwe lakithi libambane lamanye amazwe ukuze lizingcinoze kwezombuso weningi. Ngiyabona.
Yeah, but going ahead, you know, yes. There is another summit that is coming in a year's time. Should Zimbabwe be invited?
I don't think they will be invited because the invitation, there are benchmarks for one to be invited. I don't see us in a few months leapfrogging everything and then being such a democratic country that they would need. Unless if they can say no, even the renegade countries should come in to learn. But you can see that there are some students that are unwilling to learn sometimes, and you may not force them to learn. That's the unfortunate part of it.
We've got a message from Noctandazo N. Komazana who says, they invite those that show interest in learning. On that note, we end our show today. We thank our guests this evening, Dr. Simba Mavaza of ZANU-PF, Mr. Tawanda Tsokora, MTC Alliance, Mr. Tabang Nare, an independent political commentator, and Mr. Ntantla Moses Ncube, who is another independent political commentator. And we are happy that everybody was smiling all the time while we were doing what we were supposed to do. Tsoka.
Thank you so much. Tinotenda vadare vedu tichitenda imi vateereri. Ndini Jonga Kandemiri, ndiri Maryland.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe.